Brother called them Bontrowe, and a sister described them as boys with no future. Today I watched a man call them bastard, and a mother referred to them as children with no stomach. The world is becoming an unsafe place for them. Sometimes they wish life comes with a bleaching cream, but it doesn't. So they sought for refuge from an eye that have no tears, and a heart that feels no pain. And for a million times they have tried housing pain, but you see, pain cannot be housed. Yes. So you see, the streets is their homes, the rivers their bedroom, the bushes their restroom, the trees bed on which they lay on empty stomach. They have seen death through life. They have tested pain with their tongue, fed on food made for dogs. They have faced shame with their eyes and sang song made for broken dreams. They have been beaten by rains of sorrow, sealed on a boat of difficulty, lost in the forest of fear, found in the middle of confusion, where frustration became their new names. Their future is unknown. Their dreams is sheltered, and their hope for better tomorrow, dying.
He never was proud of whom he was. His future looked blur and somehow faint. He couldn't even help but feel a little out of place. You would have shown him the light. He never really had someone to hold, not even a phantom to call him son. No one to smile and say, my boy, you'll be just fine. But that light he never saw.
Daddy left mama at age 3. All they had at age 5 was papa passed away by a gunshot at night from pressing issues. And because of pressing issues, mama died at 7, seeking for daily bread. This daily bread she never got to test. Little Ada was just 3. How could he carry her on his shoulders when his shoulders were not strong enough to carry himself? Auntie Amaka, who was their only hope, buried love at the backyard of her mind. Now his future is blur and somehow faint.
Mother, you are my pride. They say a mother is the best friend a girl could have.
Mama died at childbirth. She never got to meet Papa, who left for work but never returned. Now she believes there's no good in goodbye. Yes, she believes there's no good in goodbye. She became a housemaid to her auntie at age 5. No friend was ever there to bear her pain, so she left for the street at age 7.
That little boy needs.